This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Fun from the couch. What do we need to do? I feel like it's been days.
It's new stuff going up every single day. We're at like 150 updates of multiple things each time. So, you know, I guess I'll go through a few things for you, Brian. For those looking for new stuff to look at, just in little doses, I've got a list of some celebrity YouTube pages that are active, that are doing fun stuff. Will Smith is front and center on there. There's a new streaming
service. Is it weird that I'm not looking to these folks at all for entertainment right now?
No. No. I mean, your eyes are where your eyes are. So
it's not an intentional conscious thing. It's what it is.
Exactly right. And, you know, a lot of these celebrities, their accounts have fizzled, and some of them, like just regular Joes, are stepping up and doing something with their time. So there's some of that. You know, Peacock, have you heard of this? A new streaming service coming from NBC?
Yes.
So there's a bunch of trailers for shows that they've got coming out. A lot of them are remakes or sequels. So you'll see Saved by the Bell, Punky Brewster, Psych 2. There's a collection of those trailers to kind of see if they do any justice or if they give you any interest. I found a list of movies that predicted disasters in 2020, everything from dinosaurs to explosions. You know, that's kind of interesting given the this is 2020. This might be my favorite thing on the list. The Office is the most watched show on Netflix, or has been. You can now, some people are getting on a chat program called Slack, and they are live chatting the day at Dunder Mifflin. So like 9:03, Dwight might have sent something over here that corresponds. So you could take in The Office in real time as it's happening, going through the season. I found 60 songs that Bono claims has saved his life. It's a nice collection of music there. Some unlimited comic book reading for 60 days from Comixology. Some DIY projects to rejuvenate your home. Some music, how you can use it to increase your family bonds. And some recipes for you and your kids to have a good time making French toast sticks, mini pizzas, and all other sorts like that. Just a variety of stuff.
Okay.
Make you better, make you entertained.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the Peacock thing is available to Xfinity customers right now.
Yeah, it's coming out. It's being rolled out. Like, there's some people that have it early. It's not launched in full yet, but it will be. It's not a paid service. It comes with your subscriptions, and you can pay for a premium version, which probably means less commercials or whatever.
Punky Brewster's coming back.
Yeah.
The remake thing, I think, can work in some areas.
Mm-hmm.
Some areas I don't understand it at all.
Right.
Lassie coming back?
Yeah, it's been a while since Lassie's been on the scene.
Just looking at some of the stuff in here. Madagascar, they got a little wild. I don't know. I'm going to give this a shot, right?
Yeah, I think there's enough stuff in there to check it out.
Okay, this is going to sound like sacrilege, but I'm getting really bored with Ozark.
I haven't really gotten back into it since I really got pushed by all of our listeners.
I'm like in the last couple of episodes of season two, and it's fizzling for me.
Ooh.
It just feels forced. Okay. Like where everything like Breaking Bad did right, and it just descended into madness, mm-hmm. and you were along for the ride. This just sounds like it's just, let's just twist to twist.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
but you said you'd watched all of season two, right?
I had watched, not all of two.
Oh.
I kind of unplugged it about the middle.
I just kind of feel like, okay, the wife who's turned into, like, you know, a ninja at this, and it's the same Marty, doesn't have any emotion. I feel like a lot of it's kind of forced.
Yeah. That's when you start doing a bunch of twisting.
I guess what I'm just sort of not going, I'm not having these, like, oh, you know what, moments.
Right.
Like, I'm not invested. And maybe that's me. You know, maybe it isn't the show. Maybe it's just the way I'm looking at things right now. Who knows?
Right.
But I've lost it. It's lost a little of its sizzle for me.
Okay.
So I'm really out there going to be looking for new things to consume, so I don't have to watch all seven seasons of The West Wing.
There you go.
That's so well
done.
Hey,
you recommended the props show on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
Prop Culture. I love that
show.
Isn't
it the Tron one great?
Yeah, it's so good.
Yeah. And Jeff Goldblum has that show. I think it's originally from another network that they own. It wasn't a Disney Plus original.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was, but it's like The World According to Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, it was one of their launch titles.
Yeah, but I think it was on like National Geographic or something weird.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I didn't know it either until after I watched it. That's also because he's got such a strange, quirky personality.
Yeah, I liked his shoe episode. That was my favorite one.
Oh, yes. And if you have Disney Plus, which I also kind of think like once you get done watching Star Wars and all the Avengers movies, you're kind of done with that app.
You've got to watch that docuseries about The Mandalorian. It's pretty good.
It's a docuseries?
Yeah.
How much of that do we have? I mean, like, is it like
multi-part? There's a few episodes.
Really?
Yep. I watched the first one. I really enjoyed it. It was a round table of all the directors they brought in there.
Really?
Yeah. It was really good.
Okay. See, maybe I'm just not going back enough because I don't feel because I don't think any of the stuff they previewed is coming now, right?
No, yeah. They've got a huge gap. They're bringing movies now earlier than they were supposed to.
Yeah. But I'm talking about like the what was the miniseries, The Falcon and the...
Oh, goodness.
Winter Soldier.
That's right.
And there was a Wanda and the Vision. Mm-hmm. But I think that's all been pushed off.
That's right.
So the question is, what happens if we're still at home and this glut, we literally just fall into a pothole of a lack of entertainment that's new?
That's a very real thing that's going to happen. I don't know what that means, but I'll give you a little bit of a bright news, Brian. Mandalorian season 2
they had that in the bag, right?
Yep, it's ready to roll, and 3 is in the works too. So you're not going to miss out on your Mandalorian.
Nope, and Billions is back. And we're only 2 episodes in if you want to catch up on Bobby Axelrod and the crew. Paul Giamatti is oh so good in that show.
Oh yeah.
And so there are some things, but we're going to eventually get to the dry spell, right?
Yeah, I think so. We're going to see some haphazard stuff coming out.
Now, Netflix says they have a ton of stuff in the pipeline. And maybe they do. I mean, they have paid for so much content over the last couple of years. God knows. I mean, and some of the things like stand-up comedy and things like, I mean, it doesn't take 6 months to do that.
Yeah, and you might see stuff where, like, a guy has been sitting at his desk for the last 3 years on a passion project that Netflix and these places just go, all right, we got nothing. Let's throw this on.
And who knows? Because we're all consuming things in a different way. By the way, the entire 7 seasons of Netflix The West Wing are on Netflix, just in case you're curious.
All right, cool.
Starting with the Bartlett administration, leading into the Jimmy Smits. Matthew Santos administration. And I love every season. I went and I watched 6 and 7, and then I went back and started season 2. And I think season 2 might have been the prime. I mean, it might have been like when they were hitting every stride. And it is just a beautifully written and acted show.
Awesome.
And all the characters. Did you watch it?
No.
Oh, what are you waiting for?
I get so much. God.
What are you waiting for? There's never been a better ensemble cast and all the different characters. And then that sort of shifted and adjusted. Some were in it throughout the whole time.
Should I watch season 1 or 2?
Oh, yeah. Go season 1.
Okay.
Yeah, if you've never, I cannot believe you've never seen it.
It just flew by and it was too much to overcome.
I get it. Okay. So I was going to tell you about there is a new season of Rust Valley Restores.
Ooh, I just saw that pop up to me yesterday.
Yes. Now, if you haven't watched season 1, I would highly suggest you start there. I think there's only like 6 episodes in a season. It takes place in Canada, and you got Mike and Connor and Avery, and you got they are just some eclectic weird dudes that redo cars and then like just store junk.
Yeah.
And this guy is unlike any other cat you've seen in a reality TV show. And his buddy, his mechanic, is like a Ron Jeremy doppelganger. And I'm not sure I'm even supposed to put those 3 words in the same sentence.
That's hilarious.
Just Google it.
Okay.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.